Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, October 4th. Tesla's stock jumped by as much as 4% this morning, adding billions of dollars to its market capitalization. Tesla released its delivery numbers for the third quarter of 2021 on Saturday and confirmed new delivery records. Dan Ives from Wedbush Securities reiterated an outperform rating on Tesla and a price target of $1,000. Not everyone has such a rosy outlook, however. On the other hand, analyst Ryan Berkman at J.P. Morgan increased his model and price target for Tesla from $180 to $215, but that still represents a significant downside on Tesla's current valuation. For a bit of context, Dan Ives is ranked as 36 out of 7,676 analysts on TipRanks, and Ryan Berkman is rated at 6,028. Tesla was once the most shorted stock in the NASDAQ, as people were heavily betting against the electric automaker. But now, it looks like most of them have turned around. Over the last few years, Tesla has been the target of some high-profile short sellers, like Jim Chanos, who made his name shorting Enron, and David Einhorn, who made his name shorting Lehman Brothers before the 2008 collapse. Bloomberg reports, quote, "The percentage of stock borrowed by traders, a standard measure of short interest, has slumped to 1.1% of Tesla's shares available for trading, according to IHS Market Limited. That's the lowest since 2010, when the carmaker went public. Tesla is now expanding their legal action against Rivian, now claiming that Rivian is stealing its trade secrets about battery technology. Last year, Tesla filed a lawsuit against Rivian over allegedly stealing trade secrets through hiring former employees of Tesla and encouraging them to bring documents. Tesla claimed that these, quote, "documents consisting of highly sensitive trade secret confidential and proprietary engineering information." Now, the timing doesn't bode well for Rivian. Rivian is on the cusp of delivering their first vehicle and are filing for a public offering that would amount to around $80 billion of valuation. Mazda invited us out for a drive of its upcoming MX-30 electric compact SUV. The MX-30 starts at an MSRP of $33,470 and has a 35.5 kilowatt-hour battery, good for a range of about 100 miles. The car is certainly attractive, as well as the interior. However, the specs and pricing of the car are a little late to the game. In the year 2022, it doesn't really matter all that much, as Mazda expects to sell out of the car. The vehicle will only be sold in California, and Mazda's first year of production will consist of exactly 560 units. It will be a rare car indeed. The vehicle is clearly a compliance car, an era that we thought was behind us. The stats and price rival cars from 2013. The badge for the MX-30 electric actually doesn't even say electric. They just put a sticker on the window that says electric. Now this makes us wonder, here at Electrek, why are they promoting the car? And we're not exactly sure, to be honest. The province of Saskatchewan in Canada has joined a growing number of regions around the world levying punitive taxes against electric cars. A local group has come up with a creative way to express their opinions, demanding that users pay to use the sidewalk. The proponents of the new sidewalk tax, which is a small group of taxpayers who call themselves Saskatchewanians for Sidewalk Sustenance, wrote in the press release, quote, "Every day, thousands of people walk all over our sidewalks, push heavy strollers and shopping carts, even use motorized vehicles and bicycles," says Lou Acera, president of SSS. But are they contributing to the extra upkeep? Let's make sure they do. The United Kingdom truck manufacturer Teva has unveiled its first British-designed 7.5 metric ton electric truck for mass production for the UK market. It will be capable of carrying up to 16 Euro pallets and have a total cost of ownership compared to a diesel truck. It offers a range of 160 miles and is expected to roll out mid-2022 with a global annual production of 3,000 units by 2023. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the world's longest subsea power cable that carries clean energy from Norway to the United Kingdom is now live. The source of the clean energy is a hydropower station 450 miles away. The UK's national grid says that it will power enough hydropower at 1,400 megawatts capacity to power 1.4 million homes. This 450-mile undersea cable is called, creatively, the 450-mile North Sea Link. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.